advantage.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-through windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It's 84 degrees in Topeka, 82 here in Lawrence. It is 306.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting Sing, 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 arias and ensembles from opera and Broadway with opera singer Michael Spires and family. 7:30 p.m. Saturday, September 7th. Tickets at topekasymphony.org.
Thanks so much for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, news headlines, plus Russian missile strikes on a city in central Ukraine today killed at least 51 people and wounded more than 200. Get the latest on that. Plus, millions of DirecTV customers lost access to popular channels yesterday because of a contract dispute between DirecTV and Disney.
Typically, if the companies are close at all, they will try to avoid a blackout. The fact there is a blackout suggests that they are pretty far apart on key issues.
More on why reaching an agreement has become such a challenge in the age of cord cutting. Coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center welcoming the Queen's Cartoonists, where live jazz meets projections of classic cartoons, Saturday, September 21st, 7 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
More programming, less fundraising. That's our goal at KPR. One way you can help make that a reality is to make a pledge on Friday morning. You will be matched dollar for dollar by generous KPR members. We will try to squeeze an entire day's fundraising into just 90 minutes, but we need you to make that happen. Friday, 7 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. on KPR. Clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 50s. It's 82 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Manhattan. It is 3:20. Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition with Steve Inskeep, Michelle Martin, and Jay Schaefer.
As a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community by making a gift through your will. For more information, talk with your legal or financial advisor or email us at membership@kansaspublicradio.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It's 83 degrees in Emporia, 83 in Abilene, 82 in Chanute. It is 3:30.
Stocks finished lower on Wall Street. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The state of Kansas collected slightly more tax revenue in August than had been predicted. Daniel Caudill has the details.
State budget officials say Kansas brought in more than $660 million in tax revenue last month. That's nearly $23 million, or 3.5%, higher than estimated. That mostly stems from a bump in revenue from individual income and sales taxes. Revenue in those areas was also higher when compared to this time last year. Corporate income tax collections, on the other hand, came in below estimate. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly says the state's monthly revenue reports will reflect the impact of tax cuts starting next year. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.
New research out of the University of Kansas finds the mortality reductions that have been tied to Medicaid expansion in other states don't always extend to rural communities. The study from the University of Kansas Medical Center found that expansion reduced mortality in urban black populations, but not in rural black populations. And some rural white populations saw mortality increase. Author Tom Miller says that might be tied to opioid overprescription during the years many states expanded Medicaid and the fact that not all doctors accept Medicaid.
This doesn't mean that expansion is foolhardy or not worth doing. It does open up healthcare to a lot of people. But if you are in one of those places where there is no clinic that accepts Medicaid, you might have a very hard time finding care just because you're going to have to travel so much further than, say, someone in Kansas City.
He says if Kansas does expand Medicaid, the findings could help policymakers improve outcomes for rural areas. The Wichita City Council moved forward today in its effort to convert the former Park Elementary building into its multi-agency homeless center. The center will house the city's emergency winter shelter and provide other resources for people in need. The council approved acquiring the building for $1, which will now go to Wichita's Board of Education for approval. About $2 million worth of renovations will be made in order to open the winter shelter by Thanksgiving. Renovations for housing and other services will be done at a later date. It's 82 degrees in Lawrence. It's 3:35.
All things considered.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering hardscaping across the KPR listening area, including patios and retaining walls. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, spiderartconstructors.com.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, speak with a professor at Indiana University about Mongolia's decision not to arrest Russian President Vladimir Putin despite a warrant from the ICC. Mongolia is a member of the ICC. We'll learn more about the video game Black Myth Wukong and talk about the presidential campaign cycle, counting down the final days with early voting starting in some states later this month. More from our conversation with Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. Lots still to come here on KPR. Stay tuned.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Community Village Lawrence, whose mission is to enhance the quality of life for the entire community by helping neighbors remain in their homes as they age. Details on how to get involved at communityvillagelawrence.org.
Sunshine for the rest of this afternoon, highs in the lower 80s in most places. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s, highs in the mid-80s tomorrow, lows around 60 tomorrow night. Chance of showers on Thursday, highs in the upper 80s. Cooling off this weekend should be what they call glorious. Highs in the 70s, lows in the 50s, sunshine all around, you know, except at night. It's 10 minutes before 4.
This is All Things.
Singer-songwriters Gillian Welch and David Rawlings have been rebuilding and making new music. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us first thing tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Jay Schaefer will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 82 degrees in Lawrence. It's 4 o'clock.
At au.org/NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
It's 83 degrees in Lawrence, 84 in Topeka. The time is 4:06.
Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market, accepting credit, debit, or SNAP cards in exchange for tokens. Multiple double-up programs available to match SNAP dollars. Learn more at the Market Info Booth, Saturday mornings at 824 New Hampshire.
Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then a powerful tornado struck Greenfield, Iowa back in May. It severely damaged many homes and the town's hospital. Repairs are ongoing.
One of our goals is to keep patients local. And so without the emergency room, without the operating room, we haven't been able to do that as much.
The long-term impact of extreme weather on one community's health care needs coming up in just about 20 minutes here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Prairie Moon Waldorf School in Lawrence, Kansas, offering whole child education for preschool through middle school students and working to develop confident, responsible, free-thinking individuals. More information at PrairieMoon.org.
Later this evening on KPR One stations, it's Evening Classical with Destiny. We'll be taking a trip to Niagara Falls tonight, experiencing the roaring musical waters, some soothing streams, also a little bit of Bruckner coming your way tonight, and some Tchaikovsky. Join us on KPR One station 7 to 9 p.m. for Evening Classical with Destiny. If you're joining us on KPR Two at 7 o'clock, we have Reveal. Clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid-80s. It's 20 minutes past 4.
Like something out of Apocalypse Now.
Since then, singer-songwriters Gillian Welch and David Rawlings have been rebuilding and making new music. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, that conversation with Gillian Welch and David Rawlings, along with the latest news from all around the world, all around the nation, and all the region. 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow with KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, providing access to news, information, and the arts for people who are blind or visually impaired across Kansas, Missouri, and nationwide. Learn how you can make an impact at reader.ku.edu.
Up next, we have news headlines. It's 83 degrees in Lawrence, 85 in Chanute. It's 4:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The state of Kansas collected slightly more tax revenue in August than had been predicted. Daniel Caudill has more.
State budget officials say Kansas brought in more than $660 million in tax revenue last month. That's nearly $23 million, or 3.5%, higher than estimated. That mostly stems from a bump in revenue from individual income and sales taxes. Revenue in those areas was also higher when compared to this time last year. Corporate income tax collections, on the other hand, came in below estimate. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly says the state's monthly revenue reports will reflect the impact of tax cuts starting next year. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.
New research out of the University of Kansas finds the mortality reductions that have been tied to Medicaid expansion in other states don't always extend to rural communities. The study from the University of Kansas Medical Center found that expansion reduced mortality in urban black populations, but not in rural black populations, and some white rural populations saw mortality increase. Author Tom Miller says that might be tied to opioid overprescription during the years many states expanded Medicaid, and the fact that not all doctors accept Medicaid.
This doesn't mean that expansion is foolhardy or not worth doing. It does open up healthcare to a lot of people. But if you are in one of those places where there is no clinic that accepts Medicaid, you might have a very hard time finding care just because you're going to have to travel so much further than, say, someone in Kansas City.
He says if Kansas does expand Medicaid, the findings could help policymakers improve outcomes for rural areas. A Kansas State University professor says a classic children's book continues to inspire readers of all ages. Suzanne Perez has more.
Harold and the Purple, several works of children's literature. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
Clear skies in the forecast tonight for northeast and east central Kansas with lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid 80s. Clear tomorrow night with a low around 60 degrees. Back into the upper 80s for Thursday with a slight chance of rain. This is KPR and it is 4:35.
From listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Morning Edition from NPR News asks the crucial questions of our time.
Who can make the best cookie, humans or AI?
Unpack the answers with us every weekday.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Your local host will be Jay Schaefer. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Outdoors Unscripted Festival launch event, September 7th at Cider Gallery in Lawrence, kicking off a year of planning for an annual three-day celebration of Midwestern outdoor adventure. Tickets at outdoorsunscripted.org.
In our next half hour, more of our conversation with Associate Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. We will also check in on the progress of the Paralympics. And we'll get another installment of our Unsung Hero series. All of that coming up before we get to 5:30. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri customers since 1982, offering testing and solutions for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
Clear skies in the forecast tonight. Lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid-80s. Lows around 60 tomorrow night. Mostly sunny for Thursday with a chance of rain in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s. It will be cooling off significantly after that front moves through. Highs in the 70s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's 10 minutes before 5.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Amazon Music. Prime members have access to a catalog of news podcasts ad-free. Breaking news without the breaks. Available by downloading the Amazon Music app or visiting amazon.com/ad-free. From C3 AI. C3 Generative AI works to enable rapid access to traceable, hallucination-free insights from enterprise systems, helping turn the invisible into the obvious. This is Enterprise AI. From Progressive Insurance. Progressive is looking for dedicated and forward-thinking individuals to join their growing team. More information, including application, at progressive.com/careers. And from ECMC Foundation at ecmcfoundation.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. More All Things Considered coming right up. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight. Clear skies in the forecast tonight. Lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid-80s. It's 83 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 5 o'clock.
It's NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KU School of Music, presenting the 25th Annual Collage Concert, showcasing student musicians and KU's Marching Jayhawks. September 14th, 7:30 p.m. at the Lead Center, open to the public. Details at music.ku.edu.
It's 82 degrees in Lawrence, 84 in Emporia. It is 5:06.
From NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.9 FM in Atchison, many other frequencies too, and always online, streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing as part of your home preservation project. More information at Spider, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
Coming up in our next half hour, Russian missile strikes on the city in central Ukraine today killed at least 51 people and wounded more than 200. Joanna Kakissis will tell us more. Also hear from our good friend David Kondos. He is now reporting out of the state of Utah, and he will tell us about the orchards established by Mormon pioneers that are still producing fruit there. Experts say heirloom fruit varieties can be insurance against climate change, even as hotter summers are threatening some of those orchards. Plus, we'll have an update of news headlines. It's all still to come here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
People in a position to know say that the best way to start your day is with a good breakfast. Those same people, very wise, say the best way for KPR to start off our fall membership drive is with our Power Breakfast, Friday, 7 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. Your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar. No better way to make your pledge to KPR go farther. Join us Friday morning, 7 a.m. to 8:30 a.m.
Support for any...
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum presenting Pop-Up Science National Hummingbird Day, a drop-in family event with science education and hands-on activities. Open to the public and all ages, September 7th, 2 to 4 p.m. Details at biodiversity.ku.edu.
News headlines are coming up next. Clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid-80s. Lows around 60 tomorrow night. Chance of rain Thursday afternoon with highs in the upper 80s. It's 5:30.
The hotels have been making do, curtailing some services like room cleaning and dining options while workers are on strike. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The state of Kansas collected slightly more tax revenue in August than had been predicted. Daniel Caudill filed this story.
State budget officials say Kansas brought in more than $660 million in tax revenue last month. That's nearly $23 million, or 3.5%, higher than estimated. That mostly stems from a bump in revenue from individual income and sales taxes. Revenue in those areas was also higher when compared to this time last year. Corporate income tax collections, on the other hand, came in below estimate. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly says the state's monthly revenue reports will reflect the impact of tax cuts starting next year. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.
New research out of the University of Kansas finds the mortality reductions that have been tied to Medicaid expansion in other states don't always extend to rural communities. The study from the University of Kansas Medical Center found that expansion reduced mortality in urban black populations, but not in rural black populations. And some rural white populations actually saw mortality increase. Author Tom Miller says that might be tied to opioid overprescribing during the years many states expanded Medicaid and the fact that not all doctors accept Medicaid.
This doesn't mean that expansion is foolhardy or not worth doing. It does open up healthcare to a lot of people. But if you are in one of those places where there is no clinic that accepts Medicaid, you might have a very hard time finding care just because you're going to have to travel so much further than, say, someone in Kansas City.
He says if Kansas does expand Medicaid, the findings could help policymakers improve outcomes for rural areas. The Wichita City Council moved forward today in its effort to convert the former Park Elementary building into its multi-agency homeless center. The center will house the city's emergency winter shelter and provide other resources for people in need. The council approved acquiring the building for $1, which will now go to Wichita's Board of Education for approval. About $2 million worth of renovations will be made in order to open the winter shelter by Thanksgiving. Renovations for housing and other services will be undertaken at a later date. Lows in the upper 50s tonight, highs in the mid-80s tomorrow. It's 82 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 5:35.
Support for NPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Morning Edition from NPR News brings you reporting from around the world.
NPR's Kerry Khan is covering all this from the Venezuelan city of Caracas.
And we also realize there's plenty to learn at home, literally.
Here's my compost bin in the freezer. We've got some tomato bits, and now we're adding 2 tea bags.
Listen for the latest headlines plus useful life hacks every weekday on Morning Edition.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR station's Jay Schaefer, holding down the fort here locally. From the University of Kansas, it's Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 90.3 FM in Chanute, we are always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, presenting the KU Symphony Orchestra with Vincent Gardner and Michael Davidson on trombones, Wednesday, September 25th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Stick around, another hour of All Things Considered still to come. After Labor Day, the presidential campaign cycle is counting down the final days, with early voting beginning in some states or a little bit later this month. We will find out the controversy over Vladimir Putin's visit to Mongolia, and we will have more of that conversation with Associate Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. All coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Culinaria in Lawrence, serving Mediterranean-inspired cuisine, open for happy hour and dinner Wednesday through Saturday with wine night on Wednesdays, featuring glasses, bottles, and wine flights. Menu at culinariafoodandwine.com.
It's 82 degrees in Lawrence, 84 in Topeka. It's 10 minutes before 6.
Bookkeeping to financial reporting and analysis to CFO services, yptc.com/NPR. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
A tornado destroyed a folk studio in Nashville 4 years ago. Since then, singer-songwriters Gillian Welch and David Rawlings have been rebuilding and making new music. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us first thing tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. Get caught up on all the news and more with Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. K210CR Atchison 89.9. K258BT Manhattan 99.5. And KansasPublicRadio.org.